the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, and thank you for inviting Rock Mountain Homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Yes, we are indeed blessed if we have friends. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for opening your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might come in once again and minister the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in your homes, automobiles, or convalescent places, wherever you are, that we might minister to you in song or in the preached word. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing one of the old songs Martha used to do, and people still like it and enjoy it. And this one said, "Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?" Still a good one. And I know a lot of people like it. A lot of people enjoy it. And they enjoyed Martha being on the broadcast with us, and she'll do that again. Thank you, Miss Ellen Craig, for your offering this past week and your card of thanks. And I certainly do appreciate that. Appreciate all you folks that write to us. It's 5 weeks in this month, and that kind of puts an extra burden on us. But we're so thankful for our supporters and those that have stood by us. I told Martha, I said, I think today we'll just kind of sit down and do some songs and talk and kind of, I hope I can bring a ray of sunshine in your heart and life, because my, it has been bad, but God knows what he's doing. So if we can endure until the end, according to the Bible, then we'll be saved. Maybe that'll work in the weather. I really believe so. Well, let's do this one right here for you. Send it out to Maude Cruz and all the people up around James Chapel. And this one said they were praying.
Well, not long ago, I was thinking of home. I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by as I had before, but the sound from within made me stop at the door. She was praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes. My heart filled with shame. Praying for someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I had noticed a church that was near, till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying, a sound that the world seldom hears. Praying, the children God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness, I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying for someone like me.
Yes, sir, they were praying for someone like me. Calvin, Delphi, I hope you two are doing real well. And there's a lot of names that we could mention today, but I know that you understand. Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger over in Peterstown, my everywhere I talk, it's been bad up around Painter's Chapel. Talked to Jean Ann Mann today about her mother. And matter of fact, we're doing the broadcast early. We kind of jump in and do the broadcast because you don't know what the weather's going to be like, because we got to get to Beckley and get it here on the station. But talk of that, had about 9 inches up there. But way down in Hominy Falls where we pastured one time before, they had about 12 to 18 inches of snow. I'll tell you, it's been bad everywhere, hadn't it? But I hope today that we can get out and go to the house of God and enjoy the fellowship of the saints of God. No place any better to be than in the house of God on Sunday morning. Well, let's go right now. Mark and I are going to join together and do this when it says, I claim the blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak. That helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed. know how others make it through. To never go to Calvary as I do.
Claim those precious blood stains. Well, we were over at Robert Barley's church not long ago, and someone asked me if I'd do an old song that I used to do over at Brother Ernie's church. And I, we used to gather there and had a great time, by the way. Let's continue to remember Robert Barley, and let's remember the Barley family. Let's remember his church, and those who are continuing to try to keep the church going. Soon Bob will be back with them, we hope. And we've got so many people that are sick in our radio audience. We understand that, but we're praying for them, and we're praying for you, and I trust that you're praying for me. But here's a song that we did over there many years ago, and I was doing looking through some tapes and found it the other day. And let's go back and give it a listen to. Said his hand rests farther down than I can reach up.
When I think of where I came from and how Jesus brought me out from the life of shame and sorrow, lost in sin without a doubt. With all my heart, I want to praise Him for the love that He gave to me. When the precious hand of Jesus reached way down and lifted me. From the depths of the pits, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so hard. Yet it seems He didn't hear me. Could go my bail, and every time I sought for freedom, all endeavors only fail. Well, there I was in sin's dark prison, bound in chains of misery. But then the Lord paid me a visit. He unlocked my cell and sets me free. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard. Oh, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I tried so
But God's hand reached farther down than I could reach up.
Well, we got a great big happy birthday to have to send out. And that's to my great-great-granddaughter, and that's Miss Keely Mounts. Well, Wayne Peters, pastor down at the Bradley Free Will Baptist Church, he's a very proud grandpa also. His daughter married my grandson, and this will be her first year. My, can you imagine? 1 year old. But Miss Keely Mounts will be having her first birthday party. Oh, having it. She just had it yesterday, which was Saturday. So we wish her happy birthday and many, many, many more. And we trust if you're having a birthday, we want to remember you today, maybe an anniversary. We never know, you know, if you don't drop us a card, let us know. We never know that. Well, we've got two great friends of ours, and I mentioned that my good friend Barry Harper retired, and Lord Barry don't know what retirement means. He's still yet working over there at Royal Shrewsbury Funeral Home, helping them out. And Barry is a great person, pastoring down at the Pillar of Truth Church. You people around that area, you get the broadcast, why don't you go out there? Barry and Patty are great people, and I know that the church will really welcome you there to worship with them. But anyhow, we do a song that Patty likes, and we just keep on singing them because you like them. We love to sing them for you. So let's go right now and do Patty's favorite song. Patty, Barry, this is just for you, and this one says, "There is no charge."
A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. "For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while a thousand memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy. Tears and the cost down through the years. By my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
When the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge.
And the many times I've had to wipe your nose. There's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love,
the real cost
is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, "Mama, I sure do love you." Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add it all up, the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Well, Patty, I know why you like that song, because that's what our Lord did for us. After all, we don't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyhow. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would never perish but have everlasting life." And I like verse 17. He said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him that the world may be saved." You know, I'm so glad for that, because he took your sins and he wrote, "Paid in full." When he died at Calvary, he cried, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It's finished." Gave up the ghost and died. He paid your price, a price he didn't know. You owed a lot. He cleaned your debt. He took away all your sin. I don't know about you, but you look for things to be happy about. My friend, you won't find anything that'll make you any happier than that, to know that sins have been forgiven. Oh, you're going to have problems. You're going to have sickness. You're going to struggle mentally, physically, and spiritually. But let me tell you something. You got somebody in your corner. You got somebody that's fighting for you. I don't know about you, but you know, my favorite statement is that my battle is not to defeat the devil. My battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. And you know, he's been defeated in sickness. He's been defeated in sin. He's been defeated on every hand. You see, Jesus Christ put him under his feet. Hey, that's the only place that's fit for him, is under the foot of Christ. But one day, we're not only going to put our foot on him, but he's going to be cast into a pit of fire, and there he will be consumed forever and forever. Because, you see, hell was not meant for you. Hell was meant for the devil and his angels. Well, I say praise the Lord here on this cold, cold winter morning. I'm so glad that you're there, and I feel that you're feeling the same goosebumps running up your spine that I'm feeling running up mine, because it's great to know that we've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, hey, and because of that, he gave us a home in heaven. So Martha and I are going to join together here on this one right here. Bob and Evelyn Guy like this song, and we're going to send it to all of you today. And I'm going to kind of join along with her and in your remembering your loved ones. And I'm going to do a recitation. Martha going to do the song "Together in Heaven." And I'm going to do a recitation called "My Last Heel." As I stand by the bedside of the one that I love so dear, my sorrow is still lifted by the words that I still hear. Her hands, they make a gesture. Her voice was very weak. She motions me close to her, then she starts to speak. "Oh, I want you to miss me in a way, I suppose. But just don't you worry, because time comes and goes. We'll have a great reunion, and oh, what a thrill, when we face our final homecoming, just beyond the last hill. Why, let the hand of death beckon. I'm not afraid, for the victory is mine over death and the grave. I've lived for Jesus. I've walked in his will. I'm ready to meet him just beyond the last hill. I served him with patience like he asked me to do. And in spite of all my trials, I've always been true. Now it's just about over, and I know it's his will. And I can see the last sunset just beyond that last hill. But that last hill, why, it's nothing with the Lord by my side. For just a few steps together, then my soul will take its flight. Already the angels are circling my bed. I see a great light shining just over my head. I sense a death angel, but I have no fear, for the singing from heaven already I hear. So don't weep for me, my loved ones, when my body lies still, for heaven is just yonder, just beyond that last hill. Now who is that coming to meet me in a robe white as snow? Why, I see it's Jesus, and I'm all ready to go. I hear a voice, and it's sweetly calling. I'm going to bid to his will. Now the sun's going down, and just beyond the last hill. Now what's that he's saying? Oh, could I be insane? Why, he's holding a crown, and he's calling my name. Oh, my heart leaps with gladness. My soul is so thrilled. For I've made my last journey. I've climbed my last hill.
saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore.
Our Father, we bring our unseen oldies to you. We bring them to you for salvation. We bring them to you for healing. You know the need, and you said you supply the need according to your riches and glory. You bless this broadcast. You bless the people who have been able to bless it, because many people are blessed by something to believe in, because we brought them the reality of the truth of the gospel in song and in preached word. And we give you praise for that, and we thank you for that. And all God's people said it, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. We appreciate you. Will you sit down this week and write to me? We definitely need your help. We need your prayers. We need your support. That's what keeps us coming into your home. But until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.